don't think anybody gave him the benefit of the doubt until after the trial.
I know I didn't.
Except for Dior.
Well, what I'm saying is they've convicted Snyder from day one. You know, which is fine, you know, get his ass out. I would love a fresh start and somebody who can come in and do something with the team. I'm not defending him at all, but he comes from hate. Unless you're a Commanders fan, like, nobody's saying go Commanders. You know, like, other teams get love from other teams. We don't.
I don't think this has anything with the Commanders other than, like, internal, like, employment conduct.
Well, but what I'm saying is public automatically has convicted him for the worst of the worst without really fucking doing the investigation. Right? We haven't even done the investigation and we're like, off with his head! You know, it's like, whoa, well, let's do the investigation, you know.
We've seen this story play out before. You know what I mean? Like, we can look at somebody and be like, yeah, that guy's a scumbag. I mean, look at the Patriots owner, right? The dude's a scumbag. So,
but he's still the Patriots owner.
Yeah, well, this is what they need to crack down on, man. Like, if the NFL is going to be a non-profit gainer of taxpayer money, right? They don't pay taxes, but whenever I go to their friggin' establishment, I gotta pay taxes, right? I'm actually paying two taxes. I'm getting taxed on the ticket and the fact that they're taxing me outside of it. And they have an obligation to be the best.
Whole point. That's why they don't have to pay the taxes.
Yeah. So if you're
going to, the rest of the time that that stadium is in existence, you're paying sales tax on every single thing there. That's why they got the building there.
Yeah. But also, but if
the
you live
deal
in
the is you have a good team, a good stadium, people are going to go to the games, so we're going to let you build the stadium because eventually we'll end up making more money off sale tax than we will if we tax you pay for the stadium to be built.
But they get the taxpayer money to build the stadium, like it's subsidized through the taxpayers,
right? And then make all that money back,
yeah,
from the taxpayers. And sales tax, that's the whole thing.
That's been holding it up in San Antonio. You know, there should be a team in San Antonio. I know the mayor has openly said that he wants a team in San Antonio.
It's not a big enough market.
The Spurs have been there forever. They're healthy.
Right. The Spurs is a small market NBA team. NBA team is way different than an NFL team.
That's true. True, but they love football and Texas.
Yeah.
NFL owns
it. NFL, you're talking about, you know, hundreds of thousands of people on a weekly basis. Where NBA is like 50,000, 60,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they play more games, but it's still advertising, all that stuff, you know, just a way different animal.
Yeah, that's why these like little, you know, I don't know, how's the USFL doing? I watched a few games, but.
Wasn't it all over? Like they played the whole season.
Is it done?
That day was like the whole season.
No, they're still going on.
Yeah, I mean their season's over.
It's not over.
Yeah, the season's over. They're going to bring it back for a second season. Let's see.
No way. It's in the middle of the season. I'm talking about the one that just started.
No, the Generals are better than everyone.
Yeah.
And the Stallions in the South. Houston Gamblers are terrible.
So is it over? Have they played the final game yet?
Championship is July 3rd.
Okay, and
hey,
it's
that's my birthday.
It's the Stallions versus the Generals.
That's for Saturday. It's the Stallions versus the Stars.
Oh, the Stars.
Yeah, so you say the Generals suck.
No, the Generals were 9-1, but they lost us.
Nice, I love that.
So cool. It's the Stallions and the Stars.
Birmingham Stallions versus the Philadelphia Stars.
Dang. Stallions. You remember when we first started talking about that? Like, who do you like out of those two? Which logo did you like the least?
Philadelphia Stars is the worst logo.
Yeah,
it's garbage.
I like it. It's throwback. Yeah. It's vintage.
That is Windows 95 art stamps, whatever that.
Mm-hmm. Wingdings.
Like Wingdings. So, are you taking the Stars then, and I'll take the Stallions for 20?
I'll take the Stallions.
I take the Stars.
Win the whole thing.
It looks like the More You Know logo.
20 push-ups with quacks.
Or like a Nintendo, version of some football game.
When you push up, one quack, two quack. Just like one drill sergeant, two drill sergeant. All right,
so who are you picking to win?
The Stallions.
He's got Stallions.
That's my pick to win.
What?
He's picking the Stars.
Yeah, I'm taking Stars. I got the Stars.
25 push-ups with claps.
Yeah, right. Good luck.
With quacks.
I'm from my knees, maybe.
And so what, the playoffs was just four teams?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's like a quarter of the league. There's only 12 of them.
Picking up. Say that again?
I said that's like a quarter of the league. There's only 12 of them.
Yeah.
No, there's 8 of them.
Or even, so there's half.
Yeah.
What? I only heard half.
I don't even know why they had playoffs.
Yeah, why, that's not my point.
Should have just take the best record for each one.
Yeah.
Because they take it into a thing.
He said there's 4 teams in the playoffs. So there's literally 8 teams in the whole league.
Remember whenever you ever watch a league of their own, there's only 5 teams in that and they had playoffs.
Yeah.
Is there really only 5 teams in that?
Yeah. Remember?
I thought that was more.
That's what I always thought was weird. Yeah, you have 5, the All-American Women's League, and there was only 5 teams.
Members of the All-American League, we come from cities near and far.
There's a series. Is it out yet?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be coming out.
Yeah, I don't know if it's out yet. The writer of Broad City is the writer of this, and she stars in it.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
So the Three of a Kind, did you find out what Three of a Kind is this week?
Yes. Okay, so halfway through the Manifestations, and then the 4th of July.
Huh? Dean's favorite.
Yeah.
Just say mid-year resolutions.
Okay, mid-year resolutions. Well, we have to do a check-in, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And this time I'm going to write everything down. And then the last Three of a Kind is going to be your 4th of July must-have items. What is your person on 4th of July?
Love it.
Say?
Mm-hmm.
So, once Troy gets back, we will start bidding. But the first one that's going to be up will be myself, Troy, Chris, then Dean. And I want to remind everybody that the way this works is everybody has one strike, which they can use if the person before them takes one of their top picks, or if it's just one of those, damn it, you're right, that's the one, that's the essential piece, they can super like it. Now, we also have a diss, which means that we do not like somebody's choice, we give them a diss, and that brings them to -1, the super likes are +1, and whoever has the highest score at the end of the game is the winner, obviously, and I will tell you right now, Dean is kicking everybody's ass. He's like up. He is up. Let's see. Dean's up. Damn, Dean, you're killing it this season. You're up 8-8. Troy has 4. Myself has 3. Chris has 1. And our previous guests, AC, Raymond, Devin, have 1 as well. So on this week of a kind, we are talking about
consistency matters.
Yeah.
Right.
Manifestations. And we are halfway through the year, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope that year has given you something. Look, I know that this isn't a pandemic year per se. This is more of one of them recession kind of years. And we know that. And we are trying to bring you good ones and tidings. And I can say halfway through this year, there's been a lot of good that has come in my life. And there's things that I'm actually speaking out to the world, Like I actually spoke this into the world.
I love that.
And I feel like the word
out loud.
I said it out loud.
Stated
I spoke
a goal.
It. Stated a goal. Well, yep. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Sure. I stated a goal, and then it combined with an affirmation.
Exactly.
So
that, I mean, it sounds easy, but we talk about that too. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay, whenever I was at the worst of it, right, staring mm-hmm. down at the abyss, and I'm like, how the hell am I gonna ever come back from this? It's like one step at a time,
dude.
One step at a time, and that is so fucking
stupid. You know what
stupid.
I did today?
So yeah, it's just how you look at it. It's perspective.
Just to, I have been, I listen to all day, the Good Vibes playlist, which is a bullshit that playlist.
Okay.
And I just got a roadmap of your emotional state.
So what? So that's a bullshit playlist because it's not to your liking?
No, it's the bullshit name for the playlist.
Oh, why?
Because it's so depleting.
No, because you. Here's the thing though. Like, it was open to everybody, so you guys don't put any music on it. That's on you. You don't have if your stamp on it, that's on you. It's open to you.
Everybody, we could do this.
I've been saying it from jump. Yes, please. Please add to it.
Put the song on there.
No.
Add to it because it is depressing.
Go for it.
The first half of that playlist is depressing. Yeah, some of it's a little bit horny.
If you go in a row, I guess. But yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're just whatever something compels. If I'm listening to something and then like I really like it, I'll just add it to it. So it just depends on my mood at the time.
Yeah, I just went through your whole emotional state from that.
Yeah, music helps, man. It saves.
It's like I could go through the text message thread that we were having a conversation between us and be like, oh, yeah, okay, this must be what the song he was
listening. Oh, for sure, 100%.
It's
I like, for me, though, I like to listen to that kind of music all the time. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? That's why I love it, because there's a range of different emotions. There's happy stuff, there's sad stuff, there's, you know, thoughtful stuff, there's eccentric stuff.
Just switched to Spotify in May.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest complaint is they want you to shuffle everything. And I think it's rigged. If I have a 3-hour playlist and I hit shuffle, I shouldn't hear the same song.
That is true. But one thing I do love about it is the daily mixes that they do for you, where they'll take parts of the stuff that you listen to and they'll give you like kind of channels. They'll be like, hey, this is this part of your brain. This is this part of your brain.
That's another thing is that I like this one song and then I got a playlist. You know, I got like 3 playlists because I hearted a song, right?
Yeah.
That song is in all those. So I've heard the same, the song that I like, I listened to all the way through. I heard it, and now whatever playlist I pick, I'm listening to the same song. I mean, it may change as, I heart more, but I feel like the shuffle is a scam on Spotify.
Mm.
Well, I'll say this. Did you guys Shazam that one song that was on Hustle? That Mexican song, that Spanish song, where they do the montage of the basketball player playing all those people for the money.
Yeah, that's a good song. Shazam.
Okay, I'll tell you Shazam of that. That is by apparently his name is, just bear with me. God dang it. I'm just stalling. Son of a bee sting. What is
son of a bee sting.
Dang it. Oh, wrong playlist. Sorry.
Ah.
I was not in the motivational playlist. It is called Pardiadonos La Madre.
Okay.
Donos La Madre by Zarcourt and Cairo. It's a really good jam. I've been listening to it nonstop. Your point, Dean, there are some people that might listen to a song in succession maybe 4 times in a row, and that's all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are trying to learn the lyrics. Okay. Yeah. What if I'm trying to learn the lyrics?
I listen to Popular Monster like 3 times a day, bro.
I'm saying, if I'm trying to listen to new music, I'm fine music. I don't want to hear a song that I liked 5 days ago. I don't want to hear it every single day.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if your bass? What if that's like
2 hours? It is my bass. I like the song. Yeah. I like songs similar to the style of music. I'm just saying.
That's why
it defeats
the purpose. That's why I like Amazon Music.
I like Amazon Music a lot, but I switched to Spotify.
Yeah.
I don't really like Spotify. I started out at Spotify and came to Amazon. I like Amazon. Amazon has its kinks just like Spotify, but
yeah,
I feel like Amazon just has a lot of options.
Yeah.
Just infinite options. And then they have different feels, like they have 80 stuff, but they get interested about their 80 stuff, you know.
They're curated, but those are very, very good.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
On Amazon.
And specific. You can get super specific, yeah, especially with the Alexa. Specific.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's a lot of things I'll listen to on Spotify that I cannot find on Amazon. Like, yeah. I'll call for them and say the dude's name, and they'll bring up something that I did not want to listen to.
Well, so, let's be real. Some of the stuff you listen
to. Oh, yeah, super obscure. Super obscure. 100%. Yeah, I get that. And I do say that. And if I can't find it on Amazon, I'll find it on Spotify. And that usually works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hi, Alexa.
Yeah, I love that, though.
Like Bob rubbing on the tub in the Western River.
We have one in, like, pretty much every room, and it's changed my life. Like, it's the best. I love it.
Amazon Premium, and I want to get one of their 3D speakers that has the microphones built in, so it automatically can put the setting perfect for whatever room it's in.
Mm, nice.
And then they have the music, too. That's nice.
Yeah, we have Spotify. Couple of the plugs, so we can do lights and stuff too. That's just the best, you know, when you start turning on lights and the light turning off lights, you know, with your voice. That's fucking awesome.
I remember the clapper. I remember
clapper.
Hey, do y'all find yourselves waking up and yelling at your Alexa?
I
apologize and I thank her all the time.
I turn my Alexa off. Sarah has her Alexa on her side. I have a Google Home on mine. So when my alarm goes off on the Google, I'll just say stop.
Okay.
I don't have to say, hey, Alexa, stop. I just pops.
Okay. That's nice. Yeah. I'll wake up. It's so much nicer just shout instruction like, hey, you know.
What's the weather?
Hey, I can't really hear right now because she's right next to me. Hey, give me another 15 more minutes on this news, you know.
Yeah,
she just does it. Like, I don't have to worry about setting my phone anything. God, thank you.
here's a nice little hack I got. I found on some Google phones, the Pixels, some older versions with the big screens, and I turned that in. I just turned it into a HomePod, so it sits on my desk. And I don't use it for anything but a Google Home screen.
Nice.
And so you can use that to control everything?
Yeah. So I have that.
Like, that's the lights in my office. And stuff.
Yeah, I've got this one right here. Cool. It's just for Spotify, basically.
Nice.
Play while I work. And then I can say, you know, hey, Google, set a timer or whatever. And it's doing it right now.
Okay, cool. Looks awesome.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and start the show.
To all the haters and naysayers out there who said we'd never make it to episode 97, well, we did it, babe. Woo!
You're listening to Good Vibes.
With Chris, Dean, Troy, and Jorge.
We're up in the DF dub. We are recording this from Allen, Plano, and Little Elm, Texas.
Fuck the naysayers. They don't mean a thing.
That's right.
On this week's episode, we have...
Boys.
We didn't do quote of the day.
Sure dab. Let me get you with the quote of the day real quick.
I thought that was Dean.
Do you got one? Do one for Elvis or the Colonel, please. Because at the beginning of the episode, we talked a little bit about that movie that came out.
Okay. Love me tender, love me you.
Because I'm sure the Colonel has some crazy-ass fucking quotes.
For the Elvis movie, I have the perfect quote.
Got it.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
It is from Elvis, and the quote is, I hope I didn't bore you too much with my life story.
Nice. Hell yeah. I love the creepy quality that Tom Hanks brings to the Colonel in this fucking movie.
He doesn't do bad guys very often.
Y'all are the first people to ever tell me about the Colonel. Is this something that I never knew about Elvis?
Oh yeah,
I mean obviously I'm gonna find out about him, but they make him like, y'all are making him sound like he's the Don King.
Yes, 100%. Yes, 100%.
And y'all knew about it. Y'all knew about him before this movie came out.
Yeah, yes, Elvis always talks about the
Colonel. Made a deal with his mama. Elvis loves his mama, and Elvis' mama wasn't gonna let him do shit. And the Colonel came in and wooed the shit out of his mama and made Elvis a motherfucking star. And that's what he promised his mama that he was gonna do, to make him a proper star, because that's what his mama wanted for him. Elvis. And this is blonde. They dyed his hair black. Jack.
Yeah.
Give me starting on Elvis. Colonel Elvis fucking, I yep. know shit.
Colonel Tom Parker.
I love Elvis, my dude. It's like, that's the first Billy Badass.
What's the guy that did Backstreet Boys and NSYNC? Remember that guy?
Oh yeah, Ron Perlman. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Something like that. Lou Pearlman. Yeah.
Lou, Big Lou.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And he came from Carney's. That's where he started. He carnivals and then found his way into promoting.
I think Lou Pearlman just got caught a lot faster.
Went
to prison and then jail.
Mm-hmm.
But that was great. Well, do you want to follow that up with our fact of the week?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
You get a choice, a Star Wars or strawberry?
Ooh.
Star Wars,
please, yeah.
Obi-Wan, season finale.
Did you know that the sound of a Star Wars lightsaber was created by pairing together the sound of an idle film projector and the buzz from an old TV set?
Yeah, I mean, I know they used a lot of different sounds that to create all those things that are pretty cool. That's really cool. That's awesome.
The blasters was them running a stick on a guide wire to it.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, that's cool.
Cool. That one I knew. That's dope.
All righty.
Yeah. So I haven't finished Obi-Wan. You've gotten there. Tell me, do you love it? Like, I'm cool with like spoilers. It doesn't bother me as much. Troy, did you finish?
I have not finished, but I mean, I'm so far behind that I can't bitch. Do what you got to do.
Cool.
So one thing for the finale, I will say, it was very good. It definitely made some of the prequels better.
Ooh, I love that.
And there's an old game, I think it was on Nintendo 64, maybe. It was like a Star Wars fighting game.
Yeah.
And the end battle between Obi-Wan and Darth Vader had some serious of that vibes. Lots of cool stuff, cool fighting. It was a satisfactory lightsaber duel.
Fuck yeah. Two.
Whereas I thought the third movie lightsaber duel kind of sucked.
Over too soon.
Well, I mean, we all know what was going to happen.
Right.
I think we all did.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, I get you.
This is a good one. Very good. And
I mean, everything I've seen so far has been amazing. So I can't wait to see how where it goes from there.
Luke, the crescendo. Where does it?
So there's going to be a second season?
Not confirmed.
Not confirmed. Where do you feel like it left off? Do you feel like it was going somewhere?
I'm more interested in what happens with the Andor series.
Yes, they've already made two apparently seasons of that, right?
Rogue One, which Rogue One is hands down the best Star Wars movie.
Agreed.
So I want to see what they do with the prequel Andor, and then I can make some sort of decision about Obi-Wan needs a second season.
All right. Love that.
I mean, Leia's like 10 in Obi-Wan. But she's a badass 10-year-old in her own right. And that follows through with, I mean, you can see there's like just enough Easter eggs and like callbacks to, you know, A New Hope and all the stuff she did and the new stuff that's
good. From what I've seen so far, she's a good tough.
Space filler. Yeah.
Yeah. From what I've seen so far, she's tough and it really meshes. Like, I really like the child star that they've chosen, the child actor that they've chosen, because she really meshes, I feel, with the attitude and personality of the Leia we know. So
and has some sort of connection to the Queen Amidala, right? Like Padme, you know.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Padme in her.
Yeah. And I love Padme. You know, I think Padme is so underrated because the movie, she's so hated, but I love her and her strength. And at the end, you know, her dying of a broken heart, like how the Force can be such a great thing, but it also can cause somebody to die of a broken heart. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What about the boys? Are we caught up on the boys?
On the last episode, but I understand you got to do what you got to
do. Yeah, no. So, I mean, this is one of the most, I feel like, anticipated episodes of the season. This is the ones that everybody's talking about just because of the writing on the wall, if you will. Herogasm was the talk of the week leading up to what we actually finally got to see. And you definitely get to see Herogasm, but it's not the focus and it's not the center of it, which I'm very happy about. You get to see Homelander and Soldier Boy finally get their confrontation, and it's pretty cool.
A little
taste of it, I guess. So you'll get a taste.
And then you get to see Billy, you know, get in some super punches stuff going on with Homelander.
Yeah.
And they almost get in.
They do. They all hold him down.
Soldier Boy's in a rough spot, man. I kind of have a little bit of sympathy for him now. But he was always a piece of shit.
Yeah, everybody hated him from jump.
Up until he got tortured by the Russians. Now he has like this blackout PTSD. I mean, he was They do an interesting thing because in the comics, the superheroes are all pieces. There's no sympathy for them.
Right. They did that a lot this year, because even earlier this season, I was watching it and like Ashley will come in from time to time and be like, what the fuck are you watching? What weird porno shit are you watching? And I'm like, oh, I'm just watching The Boys. And but at the beginning, it was the scene where he's with Storm. Front and she's like all burnt up and he's using her still. She's used her up as much as possible. There's nothing much left for her to use and he's still using her. And that the whole thing, I actually felt so bad for her. And I was just like, oh, I feel bad for her. And then she's like, wait, isn't she a Nazi? I'm like, you're right. What am I feeling bad for her about?
So the funny thing is that Homelander is designed off Trump.
Really?
Yeah. The whole thing is, if you want to know, and so until this season, people weren't really catching on to that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole bunch of people getting real pissed when they figure it out.
Wow.
There's some Reddit threads that are, you know, pretty toxic.
Yeah.
About it.
Really? And, I did not know that.
Yeah. But it's the same thing. You know, you use the white supremacists up until they're no longer useful for you.
Mm.
And once you've gotten to B, they're done. But, you know, love them till you don't need them.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a very thematic, you know, there's the
art. What a performance, though, right? What a performance.
And Anthony Starr is awesome. I used to watch his old show.
What was his old show? What else?
He was on a show. It was on Showtime.
Okay. I want to know more because he is absolutely amazing. When he
was amazing in that show too. It was like when
he's confronting
mafia.
Himself in the mirror and he's having that confrontation with himself. That was absolutely
very good.
So crazy.
Had some Green Goblin vibes from Spider-Man.
Yeah, absolutely. It was awesome.
But Anthony Starr was in this show that was I loved. It was kind of all over the place too. It was one of those ones where the seasons it was Banshee was the name.
Oh, Banshee, yeah, okay.
He had brown hair and it was buzz cut.
Really? Okay.
But yeah. Banshee is very good. But I've always, you know, it took me a minute when I saw him as Homelander. I was like, where do I know this guy from? Mm-hmm.
So
I looked it up and I was like, oh, holy crap.
Yeah.
He's very good. Yeah. I loved it.
And then Chase Crawford is like, he's the most consistently, but I mean, those two people have the best performances throughout the whole series to me. Because Chase Crawford's amazing too. Yeah. Like, oh.
Chase Crawford has to do some. For that show.
Yes, dude.
So what's the next thing we're doing?
We can do let's talk a little bit about the movie of the week. This is episode 97. You're listening to the Good Vibes podcast. We watched our movie of the week, which was Nope, yep. Take Shelter. It was Take Shelter. You can watch it on Tubi for free.
Jorge didn't watch it.
That's fine.
I watched it.
You did? Oh, you did?
You awesome. Did watch it?
Yeah.
I thought you said you didn't watch it.
I watched it.
Yeah.
He's watching it right
good
now.
Flick, man. It's a really good flick.
Yeah. Good flick. I disagree.
You didn't like
it? It was all right. It was great, but.
Okay.
I don't know.
You don't like, you literally have not liked any movies other than your own, by the way. But that's fine. Nobody's keeping score.
Yeah.
It was a good flick.
I'm going to lie. It's my freedom. It's
freedom. But just keep in mind that you meant the last one that we watched was yours, which was The Pest. So that's what we're comparing it to.
Okay.
So yeah, I will say it was better than Pest.
Yes.
The performance, though, I feel like carries the
performances. I think everything you said about this movie is accurate. The performances are amazing. Jessica Chastain won a bunch of stuff, I think, awards from this movie.
Yeah,
she was amazing in it. Michael Shannon was amazing in it. Even
the brother-in-law or whatever the hell.
Yeah,
he's.
Really it's cool. Just a weird movie. Like, if he's right, if that's really when he at the end when he sees the storm and shit, if that's really a storm. Not a dream, and because they don't really finish. That's the other thing I don't like. It doesn't give you.
Well, the rain happened. She like touched her hand, and it was that weird yellow rain that he saw in his dream.
Yeah.
So I mean.
Yeah, and if it's real, then he's damn near like a god. He's a prophet. He can see things, right?
Or did he manifest it, right?
Or did he manifest it? Yeah. And that's what I'm like. You don't get an answer. There's not a definitive answer.
Right.
It's up to interpretation.
Well, I just think that
and that's what I don't. It's not a bad movie.
Let's do a brief recap here. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to catch up anybody that also did not see this.
Happy. Right. He had a dream. He saw a storm. He was scared of the storm. He prepared for the storm. A storm came. He thought it was that storm. He let his guard down. He went to the beach, saw the apparent real storm, and the movie ends.
Right, but in that, this town that's known this man his whole life starts to look at him a little differently. He starts acting a little differently. Because I think it shows,
if you love something so much. Schizophrenia in the middle of the movie.
Yes.
Mental health.
It deals with mental health,
well,
but also shows
schizophrenia
like.
Schizophrenia because he fucking was driven crazy by this dream and this fucking. It's anxiety, you know. When anxiety takes over, shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's more than anxiety.
Right.
One time, when I was working in a TV station, it was a health report, and they had a schizophrenia simulator.
Mm-hmm.
So, a couple things I don't like. I don't feel like this movie that deals with mental health. Specifically diagnosed schizophrenia does a very good job of portraying what that is even remotely like.
Right.
Like every time something bad happens, you know it's not real. The viewer knows it's up until the very last seconds of the movie. Then the viewer is like, well, what? Then they don't know is because the ending is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that the acting is excellent.
Yeah.
When he is in, when a real storm comes, yeah. And he just finished putting the lid on the storm shelter, a real storm comes, they go down into it, the fear that he portrayed, he doesn't want to unlock the shelter, and his wife pleads with him, the storm is over. Nothing is going to change if you don't open that door yourself.
Yeah.
That's the best part of the movie.
Right.
That's the best acting.
That and then the confrontation in the dining hall.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn amazing, man.
Yeah.
That's really good
acting. Yeah.
Both parties, like the guy who was angry at him.
Extras did perfect. Everybody was on point in that scene.
Yeah.
But like when I think about what is a good acting scene.
Yeah.
Close up, two actors in a scene conveying all these of the entire theme of the movie.
Yeah.
And like you got the guy with the mental illness, you got how it affects his family. And then you've got this unknown thing, but this movie was boring as fuck.
No, yeah, it's a long movie, but I think it was a good change of pace. I'll just say that.
Yes, I will agree with it. It is not the worst movie we have seen.
No.
So what?
And it's probably one of the better. It's definitely one of the better acted movies, and definitely one of the better directed movies watched so far.
It wins some points. So what movie's going instead of... Whoa. Dude, oh, my God.
He's back.
What movie's going up in, for this one,
Bustos? How am I not able to pick any movies? Like, I haven't picked a movie in
forever. I haven't picked one yet since we got the wheel.
Because we're on the wheel. Your two movies are still on the wheel. If one of your movies get... If we watch movies is when you get to pick.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right, Chris, will you give me a screen?
Yeah. Give me 1 second. I'll get you the screen share.
So one of your movies gets up, you pick the movie. Once we review your movie, you pick the movie to replace it.
So I'm going to make an assessment to the wheel in that I'm not going to put Chris on until after we spin.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
So Take Shelter is coming off. Okay, so we have How High, 13 Assassins, Dirty Work, Lover Boy, They Call Me Trinity, Over the Top, and Inner Space. All right.
Wow, that's terrible.
How High.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
I love this movie.
Mm.
So then who
picked How High?
I did.
So you have to pick a new moon to put in. I'm going to add Man on Fire.
Man on Fire. So after we discuss,
can I super like that?
Absolutely not.
So after we discuss,
why are you all angry now, Jorge? You need a hug or something?
God, he hasn't been able to pick his movie yet.
He didn't get to choose a movie. Yeah. So I didn't get to choose a fucking movie.
Damn right.
So after we discuss How High, then I'll put another of Troy's picks on after we do.
I think he's had the most. Just luck has been on your side, Troy.
Yeah,
I think so. You're right.
No shit. No shit.
I felt this way whenever, because it was Dean and Troy that were ping-ponging it between each other at first, yeah. And I got in on the action. Now you're out.
Yeah, so... Who chose Inner...
That's Inner Space?
I'm looking for Over the Top and Inner Space, and...
Do not care to watch Over the Top.
Well, you're going to have to watch it.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Well, just breaking news. Fortunately, I went and checked, and How High is no longer available on Tubi. So I'm replacing it. No, I'm going to replace it
again.
That's not fair. I should be able to get to replace it.
Jorge should.
You can replace it. We'll replace it, then we'll spin again.
Yeah.
Okay. Encino Man.
Good call. Jorge, you're off mute, bub. You're muted.
So there you go, Jorge. We're going to spin it again. You get another shot.
You're muted.
What was the movie? Encino Man.
Jorge is muted.
Jorge, you're muted.
You're muted.
I said that actually was a good choice.
Yeah.
Encino Man.
Encino to the membrane.
It's not terrible.
Oh, no. It's greatness, man. I'm excited.
It's a great movie. I think some nostalgia is creeping in. It is a good movie, but it's not as great as maybe you remember it.
I'm the last of us, bro. I'm the last of us to turn 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn. 80s party. Let's do it.
Oh!
Yeah!
Nice!
Boy, your bitching got you what you wanted.
Now you get to choose again, son.
Yeah, okay, nice.
You
All right, I'm going to make it a banger.
All right. Tubi is still really damn good. I'm loving every second of it. Give us a sponsorship there, Tubis, even though you're a free app. I don't know how that works.
Well, they would show one of our commercials.
Show one of our commercials, man. We talk about you all the time. We love you, free. Tubi. To be or not to be?
I think ads on Hulu now.
Dude, I get ads on fucking HBO.
We can buy ads. We can promote our show on Hulu now.
Oh, cool.
Like locally.
That's tight. But yeah, have you gotten that HBO Max? You got fucking ads like crazy?
I have not seen that yet. I know there's an ad version of it.
I guess there's a free version. I guess that's no, I pay for the regular one. I don't know.
I paid for the regular one too. Did you have ads?
Yeah, I get ads on my paid one.
That's wild. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that. I haven't watched HBO.
But I don't know if it's, yeah. Maybe it's the version of the TV. I think that's what it is. I think the version of the TV that's in the front room is older, maybe, and that's why. But I don't know. Not to be, I don't know. You got your Troy taking a piss right now?
Yeah.
Troy's literally taking a piss right now on camera.
Oh my God, Jesus.
Oh man.
And I'm the asshole.
That sweet tea goes right.
And down. I'm the asshole. I'm just kidding. I don't care.
Give it a couple shakes. Come on.
Let's see where he wipes his hands.
Just hoping it away.
Pay very attention to where he wipes his hands.
Flop it in before you turn around.
Hold on. Let's see here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got? What movie? What kind of movie? Let's see. Hold
on. I thought I was being really nice with my choices.
Yeah, I think so.
Next time I get a pick, it's going to be...
Something you want to see.
It's going to be some old
sci-fi. Some challenging. Something challenging.
They have riff tracks on there. You know that.
What do they have?
Tracks. You know what else I watched? Oh,
you know which one I like? The one with Louis Gossett Jr. and Dennis Quaid. You know what I'm talking about?
Riff tracks or
Jorge, did you pick?
We first have to watch. Oh, we do have to watch. Oh, another movie. Oh shoot! You're right,
doing two movies.
Well, I guess so. Right?
No, wait. Once we watch Inner Space, then we'll add.
Oh, okay.
Then we spin. Then we'll add. Yeah. His next movie on.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right.
Sweet.
I saw After Finish Take Shelter last night. I watched. Yeah. I just got on Tubi and went down a
rabbit hole.
I picked a channel.
Oh yeah.
And then went all the way down and found Dean Martin roasts.
Oh really?
Dean Martin celebrity roasts are all on there.
Yeah. Watch your feet.
I watched the Betty White one.
Yeah. Oh really? Was that good?
It's okay.
You know what I watched that was okay too? I mean, the Bob Saget thing.
Highly, highly edited.
Did you see that?
I watched Bob Saget tribute. I watched the Norm Macdonald one.
I want to see that. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to see that one yet. But the Bob Saget one, not it was all right. I'll just say that.
It's just a tribute though.
Yeah.
It's like the memorial.
It was
the tribute.
It was kind of sad. It was very, very sad. Some of the jokes were okay, but all the jokes that were great, we all saw on like Twitter and everything else, you know.
Yeah, I think I really liked the Norm Macdonald one. I like the way they did the interviewing, just like, you know, David Spade, Adam Sandler, Dave Chappelle, mm-hmm. David Letterman,
yeah,
and Molly Shannon. They watched it for the first time all together and then right. talked about it.
That's crazy. Yeah, I want to see that.
And Conan O'Brien.
Oh, Conan.
Oh, Nan.
I've been watching Candy. Candy's really good. I love
it. Well, all right. Do we have any cool story, bro, this week?
All right. So for this week, episode 97.
Yeah.
Teasers are... What's that, Grandma? How can I hear you? You've been dead for 30 years.
Oh, Jesus.
Big Fish. I didn't know that was in there. Skateboard. Mobile Meals. 53 years. Wally.
I'm not gonna remember.
Yeah, right. That's fine though. It's okay though.
Okay, yeah.
Who's first?
That's all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, I went one over. I went one over, but Dean's first.
Okay.
You want me to go again?
Dead Grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, Amazon's Alexa could soon mimic the voice of dead relatives.
Whoa.
Amazon Alexa might soon replicate the voice of family members, even if they are dead. The capability unveiled at Amazon's Mars conference in Las Vegas is in development and would allow the virtual assistant to mimic the voice of a specific person based on less than a minute of provided recording.
It's kind of scary.
That's basically they took the technology from the
Anthony Bourdain.
Not movie? Anthony Bourdain. Oh yeah, maybe. But also the guy from Top Gun.
Oh, Val Kilmer?
They did his old documentary like that.
Oh well, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Huh. I did not know that. Well, that's creepy as fuck. I don't want that in my life.
Yeah. So yeah, cool story, bro.
Cool story, bro.
Cool story, bro.
So, Jorge,
can you get other people's dead family members to be your Alexa?
Yeah, of course. You can get anybody. Yeah,
as long as you have a minute worth of recording
of anybody.
Sweet. I will be using Orson Welles for my Alexa voice. Right? Probably costs a ton of money.
Obviously, I'm going to go with. Oh God!
You want me to go over him again real quick?
No. I'm gonna go with what's in there.
Hmm.
Okay, what's in there? Bus driver said he did not know his gummy snacks included THC.
Of course.
A commercial bus driver has been charged with 38 counts of reckless endangerment in Bridgeport, Connecticut, After blacking out behind the steering wheel while snacking on gummies, he said he didn't know were infused with THC. Jinwan Chin appeared Tuesday in Bridgeport Superior Court after being arrested at his home in Boston. Chin was driving 38 passengers from Mohan Sun Casino on March 13th when he stopped the bus on the side of the Interstate 95 in Stafford. Police said they found Chin slumped unconscious in the driver's seat next to an open package of Smokies, edibles, cannabis-infused fruit chews.
Oh, get out of here. I bet you they would say that on the package. That's so funny.
You will get high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's crazy, man. What would you do, bro?
It's like Speed. Yeah, it's like the movie Speed. Like a bus driver just falls asleep while he's driving. That's crazy.
Well, luckily the man had enough sense to pull over.
You think?
You know, well, he did. He could have fucking fell asleep while he was driving, and we could be, instead of this being a weird story, this being a tragedy.
Yeah.
That happened, and you know,
mm-hmm.
that we're talking about 38 dead people, geez. Because somebody took.
I can't even imagine. You know how fast I go through a whole bag of Pichos,
right? And just not knowing that they're like THC involved. But that's the thing. Like, that's crazy, man. Like. Do you think they go into it like a pilot does it? And I joked about it when I was doing the Christmas lights thing, but like the pilots say, I have these many souls on the plane. I wonder if a bus driver thinks of it that way. Cause it's so daily routine, you know, he's just driving, right? Does he think he has 38 souls? He has 38 charges of reckless driving. So I bet he does now. That's crazy.
I bet somebody left those on the bus and he decided to have a snack.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to go with skateboard, sir. Troy, do you hear me?
Guinness World Records for blindfolded ollies. Can you hear me?
Now we got the very end of that. Somebody broke the record for blindfolded ollies. How many?
Okay. A skateboarder breaks two Guinness World Records for blindfolded ollies.
Dang. How many? Or how long?
Hold on. Let me read it. Japanese skateboarder who lost 95% of his eyesight to his disease broke two Guinness World Records by performing 33 ollies in 1 minute while blindfolded, followed by 122 consecutive ollies while blindfolded. Rusi Uchi, who lost most of his eyesight to the disease retinitis pigmentosa, said he started skateboarding at the age of 14 and he started losing his sight just a few years later.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start skateboarding in about 5 years. I just want to lose a little bit more weight.
That's an excuse.
I don't want to break my arms right now.
Just put on the wrist guards.
Wrist guards? I don't know, man. I'm a little too old. I was just joking. I think that ship has finally sailed.
You can do an ollie.
Well, there was this really cool TikTok I shared that had a really interesting way to learn how to do that stuff, and I loved it. So I'm going to see. Maybe there's some tricks to learning.
My kids took the trucks off a skateboard and were trying to practice on like the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing stuff.
All right, so my story
too.
Oh yeah.
So my story, what are y'all leaning towards? I like the 58 or Big Fish.
Big Fish.
Yeah, I'll do Big Fish.
Big Fish. Everybody likes Big Fish. All right, I wish you could see it because goddamn. Cambodian fisherman catches world's largest recorded freshwater fish.
I saw this.
The world's largest recorded freshwater fish, a giant stingray, has been caught in the Mekong River in Cambodia. according to the scientists from the Southeast Asian nation and the United States. The stingray captured on June 13th measured almost 4 meters, that's 13 feet long, from snout to tail, and weighed slightly under 300 kilos, 660 pounds.
Whoa.
According to the statement Monday by Wonders of the Mekong, a joint Cambodian-U.S. research project. That came out crazy. But
That's like a basically a dinosaur, right?
Yeah, and the previous record was freshwater fish was 646 pounds, and that was a Mekong giant catfish. Mm. So it's the same river has the, so apparently we know that the Mekong River has the biggest freshwater fish because it's got two records, it's got the first and second biggest now.
Wonder if that's the Loch Ness Monster is from there.
It's in China, Myanmar, Laos, Thailand. The river goes through all those. And it's the 12th longest river in the world.
Wow.
All right.
So, yeah.
Good job, man. Good story, bro.
So are we going to do the twofer stuff?
Yeah, right now we were waiting for you to come back because we were about to do three of a kind. This is episode 97 of the Good Vibes podcast. You are doing the manifestations. Mid-year manifestations. This is our second year doing this show. Congratulations to everybody, by the way. Second year, Good Vibes podcast. Congratulations to all you
second
guys.
Second year is over.
Yeah,
this is the third year, bro.
A third year, yeah, right? Sorry, third year. Third year, apologize.
Been doing it since 2020.
Yep.
Third year, Third year. Congratulations. Third year.
So going back to talking about me, yes. So I've manifested things that I've been, you know, just speaking it out into the world. And that is what our three of a kind will be.
God,
is
we got
our
way off track. Huh?
What's
three
the
manifestations?
What's the lineup today?
Lineup today: Jorge, Troy, Chris, D. Alrighty. Okay, cool. All right, here we go. My first manifestation. Obviously, I've been searching for love, and I've just been spinning it out there. I do want to find love. Manifested it. I tell myself, you are smart, handsome, right woman is out there for you.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm close.
Nice.
So.
I love it.
Yeah. So, yes, that is my manifestation. I've been speaking that into the world, and I feel like I'm very close. And I, yeah, man, you know, it's tough because, you know, that you get older. And, you know, it's very easy to fall down a trap, right? And think that wherever you are at is not where you should be at. You have Facebook and Instagram to remind you about all of that. And you do still need to remember that you are a person and that you matter to somebody and the right person will be out there and you got to believe, even if it's not true, you still have to believe it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's true for everybody. I think there is the right person for somebody, you know, if they want that, they don't have to have that. If they want that, it's out there. But you got to find it. You got to go out there. You got to get it.
Yep. 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 So, Troy, you're up next.
Man, this one's hard for me because I really don't get this shit when you're talking about manifest shit. And,
just goals, man.
Just goals.
Change the name of it.
What are you speaking into existence?
So what goals do I have?
Yeah.
Well,
You tell yourself every day and that you are speaking it into existence or you just start speaking it into
I mean, the shit that I tell myself every day, goals that I have every day is just to keep on keeping on.
I'm going to keep on keeping on. I think he wants maybe a little bit more specific. If you can.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean,
what are your goals? Like, do you set goals for yourself or no? Like, I didn't set goals until we started talking about this at the beginning of last season, I think.
I mean, I guess I set goals in different ways. Well, I have goals like I want what's best for my children and like have goals like do well in my job. That's a goal.
Okay.
Okay, that's I'll take that.
Do you have like a position that you're trying to get to, or you just like consist? Do you like what you're doing? That's good. You're finding something.
I like what I'm doing, but there's a vacant assistant manager job open, ready, and it's really mine for the taking. And
go get that shit.
If I go get it, like if I go prove that I really want this and I can do this and I learn everything and I have it packed, I mean, I could go get it.
Nice, man.
Absolutely. Love that. Cool. Who's next?
Nice. Mm-hmm. Chris is up next.
Okay. One thing I just want to be a little bit more consistent about is using my Google Calendar to plan everything out. I think one thing I think I used to romanticize is spontaneity, I guess is the word, being spontaneous and thinking that like if I plan too much, then there's no magic in that. I feel like the more I plan, actually it sets me up to have those, because the magic is when you're there. And like if you have everything planned out and you fit it all in and you can actually spend time doing all the things that you're trying to get done, and take the planning part out of it, because it's already thought out, already done, and like the logistics of how I'm going to get there and how I'm going to make time to do all this stuff, then that really just opens your whole life up to a whole fucking well of good times, man. And I've been there, and I just want to be more consistent about it and be better at planning it, because whenever I do have like anxiety, it's because I didn't do a good job of my planning. And so I just want to tighten that up a bit.
I think one thing about leaving your schedule open to spontaneity can sometimes leave you more often than not with doing nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like trying to find something on Netflix. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's a time suck too.
Yeah.
Finding something on Netflix is a time.
That's one thing that I'll say, just a little dating advice. Not that you need any, but one thing that really got me was like, I had an idea of what we were doing. It wasn't like, let's get together and like, hey, what do you want to do? You know, it was like, I had plans. Like we had things already were like planned out. She liked that, because she's not good at making choices sometimes.
Yeah. I'll say that, you know, dating and stuff, trying to make plans, you know, although she won't be able to make it to one of my plans. I was kind of proud that I had planned something. She's like, yeah, that'd be cool. Unfortunately, I'm going to be out, you know,
right on
in a state. So, but she'll be back. And, you know, that's one thing I think I agree with you. Like you have to have plans, because I know that my previous relationship, it was getting stale. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't want to do anything anymore, you know, together. I was just kind of over it, but I agree, using the Google Cal. All right, Dean, you are up next.
All right. This is the number one thing on 40 life changes you should make in your 40s. This is also one of mine. It's stop pretending to enjoy things you actually hate.
Oof, damn. Damn, that's good.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I mean, it is, but don't be bitter though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, I know, but I'm just saying that's like, that just made me think of my mom.
Cattle back.
You know what I mean? No, that's what I'm saying though. Like,
be bitter.
Yeah, I'm not bitter. I got nothing but joy in my life, dude.
I'm saying if you don't want to do something, don't do it.
Yeah. If you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody, don't be in it.
Like yeah.
If there's something that's bothering you, I think as we get older, man, we realize how to do that a lot better, how to block out the crap and delete stuff. Like, I mean, I can't delete enough people. I can't unfollow enough people. You know what I mean? Like anybody that remotely just is not, I'm not vibing with, I'm done with them. You know what I mean?
We're midlife, right?
We are midlife. The
midlife age.
Half.
So why waste the last half doing stuff that doesn't do anything for you?
Yeah, but in 10 years, so like in 10 or 20 years, the next step is why be nice? Like, dying. Why even try be nice? Why try be nice?
No, that's you know not what I mean? The same thing.
It is. Dude, that's what happens to old people. That's why we're at where we're at, because they think they got to this level.
No,
I spent my whole life being nice. I don't have to be nice anymore.
Way too
I'm fucking 60 now. I don't have to be nice.
I don't think so. No, dude. Listen.
Being nice is not the same thing as pretending to love something that you hate.
Yeah. Yeah, you can be nice.
Like each other, right?
Yeah.
What? You know what I mean? Yes. Like each other.
You,
like
you have other
I'm talking about society here. I'm talking about society. I'm not talking about you.
Right. You know I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about society.
Yeah, okay. This is the
That's fine.
This is a personal goal, not a society goal.
Slippery slope. I'm just saying.
Okay. Alrighty. All right. Here we go. All right. So
The other half of that is, and don't be shy about the things you are into.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like that. It's more positive.
Like embrace some hobbies.
Love yes.
That. So you know.
Love that.
Alrighty. I'm up next. The next goal that I'm going to have, actually kind of surprised, I've been keeping up with it, is the continuing to work out. Like I wanted to manifest good health, and I've been getting on my Peloton and running, and
I'm a super
I'm
like
down
that.
11 pounds. So
super
I'm really happy about that. Thank you.
11 pounds. You're down.
Yeah. I'm down 11 pounds, man.
So what was your goal at the beginning of the year?
Well, say that again.
Your weight loss goal at the beginning of the year. What was it?
It was to 144. Like I'm at 148 right now. So
thanks, man. 4 pounds away.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting close, and I'm on this diet program and thing, and it's good, man. I have a Peloton, and I use it a lot, which I can tell you there's a lot of folks that have a Peloton, and they're not using it, and I don't understand why, because it's actually really, really cool. So if you're on the fence, I know that they're not doing really well as far as, you know, stock price-wise, you know, their inventory, they're dealing with other things, but I think it's a pretty cool tool. And if you bought one and you're not using it, you're dumb. So you're really dumb.
Yeah. I think okay. That's a exercise equipment in general, right? Like if you're not using it, it's kind of silly. Why do you have it? You know, but I'm hoping to luck into an elliptical that way. You know what I mean? So if anybody has an elliptical out there that they're not using.
Every other Facebook marketplace post is a elliptical.
Yeah. What's the price on those? Are they pretty expensive?
Nah, they're cheap. But let me tell you what the key.
Walmart, I think sometimes for like
the key
bucks.
To success.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Damn.
The key to success is to have like three or four pieces of gym equipment at your ready. Because if all of it's just an elliptical, you're gonna get bored of it. That's why I have a treadmill and the Peloton got dumbbells with a bench. Right. I'm not a shortage of things to do. And I even have bands too. And will I use those bands all year long? No, I'll probably use them 5 times, but I have it just for variety, right? Like sometimes I do want to lift some weights. Sometimes I just want to get my cardio on, and that's the secret to success. So, all right, Troy, you're up next.
My next one is, I try to manifest. I've been trying better lately. To rise above it. Great lesson that my sponsor who passed away taught me. He taught me that when things happen and people do stuff, they're not doing it to you. They're doing it. And you need to rise above it. And you need to get past it. Instead of letting it anchor you down, because when you let stuff anchor you, you sink to the deep, is what he used to say. So I'm trying to rise above things. Last week we had a devastating news about our car. The engine wasn't done. Like it's not like the engine blew up, but my mechanic, we got a light mechanic looked at it. And he's like, dude, he's like, it's done. Like, it's fine now, but it's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. Need to do this. The repairs on it were going to be $8,000 to $9,000. And instead of freaking out and, you know, worrying about where I'm going to get the money, this, that, and the other, I just leveled myself out and I rose above it and allowed it to work itself out without getting all worked up. And it worked out by the end of the week. Friday noon, I was signing papers for a new car.
It's awesome.
So
nice.
But yeah, so Rise Above It is what my second one is.
Manifesting It. Excellent. So you, awesome.
Love it, man.
Chris,
yeah.
You are-
You know, at the beginning of the year, I tried to set a weight loss. I haven't really made any progress. I haven't fallen back, but I've kind of stagnant on that. So I was able to be a little bit more active this last week, which was awesome. I just want to keep on trying to be consistent with that and just try to keep my activity up. Even though, like, I know, I think what happens is I get in this mode, especially my week to week. I'm so active at work that I start making progress during my work week. And then on my days off, like, I really enjoy my days off and I don't do much, or I, you know, and maybe indulge too much. And then, like, any progress I make is just kind of gone. And then it's just like a recycle. So that's why I kind of staying at where I'm at. So it's just like on those days off, just trying to remember that and, like, not go too ham, you know, just like try to be responsible. Balance. Yes. Balance. Balance is everything.
Balance.
For sure.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. Super like that.
Okay.
I'm almost at my new weight loss goal.
That's awesome.
By like 3 pounds. It just fluctuates. Honestly, it depends on what time of day I weigh myself.
In the morning? Do you always weigh in the morning or what?
Just whenever I remember.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Okay.
But I tried to be just more active during the weekdays.
It's
my thing.
Yeah.
I can get on the weekends. I'm good as far as that being active.
Same.
On the weekdays, you know, when I'm working at a desk, I'm not as active, so I've been trying to work on that. Walking and just being active, a little bit of weights. And by a little bit, I mean minimal.
What kind of weights you got?
2 pound dumbbells.
Oh.
And I just do some yoga stretches with those.
No, I love that. Yeah, that's dope. I love that. I need to do something like that.
Yeah.
Just to add a little bit of resistance.
Yeah.
Because I'm very much out of shape.
Mm-hmm. My favorite exercise that I do every day is called the shitter sitter.
The shitter sitter?
Yeah. Sitting on the shitter. I do that every day, a couple times a day.
It's a couple squats.
I'm sure it's more than that. Is it? What's the number? Are we going to be honest?
Doing bowel movement counts.
Oh, yeah. I got, man.
Okay. All righty. Okay.
How many? 16?
All righty. All right. I'm going to go next. I don't want this to.
Seven.
Okay. Here we go. The next thing that I want to manifest is being better. No, Troy, you already said that. Dang it.
Oh, that's a super like then, sucker.
Damn it. You're right. Yeah. Oh, is that a retroactive?
Yeah.
Be.
All right.
I got a super like. Yeah.
Damn it.
Okay. No.
Crap. All right. Okay, here we go. So what I'm going to do. All right. I'm going to manifest into the world I'm going to do my hobby. I'm going to do a hobby. Well, actually not a hobby. How am I trying to say this?
Crap.
I'm going to work at my craft, but not with the intention of wanting to make a lot of money, right? I want to do it for the love, so that it is as pure as possible.
Love that.
Much like this show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to work at my craft.
Put that tee out, Troy.
That's right, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You heard me. Spit it out.
All right.
Is it unsweetened?
That should be a goal, right?
Sweet tea.
That's a goal.
Drink right more water.
Drink more water is a goal.
I'm going to set it for you. Look. And this is how I'm almost at my weight goal. I'll drink a soda every once in a while. It's a diet soda.
Yeah.
Or a zero, not a diet, but a zero. And, but drink water, man. There's a couple days last week, a whole gallon of water.
Me too. I have to though.
And if I don't drink a whole gallon, I'm at least at minimum, I'm drinking a half a gallon of water. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You got to cut that sweet tea, man. You're making notes on the, what's the point of giving up sodas if you're going to chug the sweet tea?
True. Okay, here we go. Troy, you're up next.
Gotta spit it out.
There it is, bro. Right there. He laid it up for you. Dunk it.
You already did the healthy shit.
You can just do water. Yeah. I say, I'm going to drink more water. Dunk that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to drink more water.
Slam dunk.
And less.
And less sweet tea and sugar.
Hell yeah.
I believe in you, dude. You can do it.
And that's another thing for me. That's probably what's helping me back too.
You super like it.
I'm not going to super like it. But it's the goal for you.
He's already out. This he already week, did a super like.
Starting, pour that tea down the drain.
Yeah, the last one. This is a new one.
Okay. Chris, you're up next.
Chris, you're up next.
Okay.
Stop being a dick.
Dude, stop holding my friend accountable. There you go.
All right.
Yeah, I guess I will do
new one.
I feel like I'm making some progress, but I'm still trying to eat less sugar, and it's hard to do because it is in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking love it. So candy is still a problem for me. Cookies, sweets in general, ice cream, the whole lot. I do better versions of them, but I haven't cut them out.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
Yep. I would super like that if I had one, but okay. Dean, you are last.
Oh, the universe is sending me a sign. Do you guys like that?
I love it.
What's the sign?
They took jewels off the market.
They did.
Oh.
They banned them.
They took the market?
Jewels.
Jewels. So.
What do you mean jewels? Oh, the
J-U-U-L's.
Yeah, like his shirt. It's a jewel. Yeah, he's got a jewel on his shirt that says, come and take it.
This is not a jewel because they don't sell them anymore.
Mm.
And I just had to go spend extra money.
Yeah.
On this crap. So,
is it disposable too?
No, I mean, it's just like a jewel, but it's.
Oh, okay. Cartridge.
It's a. Yeah. It's a bigger cartridge.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that'll last me longer. But yeah, I need to quit
vaping.
I need to get off of nicotine altogether, which I don't know what that's going to be like. It's pretty much in my body 24 hours a day.
That's amazing, man. There was time when I could turn it on and turn it off. Of course, I was doing Adderall, and Adderall made me want to smoke cigarettes like crazy.
Yeah.
And I got off of it and I stopped, and it was so easy. And I that's why I find it fascinating that you're to relent.
So yeah, you weren't a real smoker, dude.
I quit.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You were never a pack-a-day smoker.
I smoked the harshest, strongest cigarettes.
No, I'm talking about Jorge. That's why he doesn't get it. Oh, yeah. He was never a real true smoker.
Yeah.
I say once you get to a level, like the level of a pack-a-day, then like that's you earned your stripes. Like you're smoking. You're like, you're a smoker.
Yeah. No, a pack would last me like 4 days.
So yeah, Troy doesn't want any part of this conversation at all.
When I was drinking, I would smoke 2 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah, wow. That's fucking crazy, dude. How many cigarettes is that? 20?
Oh, 40.
40, dude. 40 cigarettes.
Oh, my God. Dude, bro, I went
to... What was your last one, Dean?
Stopping the Juul.
The Juul, yeah.
Get off the nicotine.
I super like that.
Hey,
well, now we have a 4-way tie.
Oh,
how do we have a 4-way?
Because we have one.
Everybody's super liked everybody else.
Yeah.
No, we did it first.
When did the Boost, let's get a super like.
Chris, Dean, Chris liked super my Gene. Yeah, Dean liked the balance being active.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So we got a four-way tie, so nobody wins. Yeah. Yay.
Yeah, we all win. All right, four-way tie. All right, it's a four-way. Yeah. Love so it. I'm going to give it. So then I'm going to give everybody. I'm going to give everybody a point.
Here's what we do.
Okay.
Whoever completes their goal, one of their goals.
No, that's the game. No, give everybody a point. Everybody a point.
You're chicken.
Okay. Okay. There you go. Miracles do come true. But I was going to say, dude, I was at the Bethany Tavern and I
you went to the Bethany Tavern?
Three guys. Yeah. Three guys next to me. They all pull up and they put their box of cigarettes on the table and then they put another box of cigarettes on the bar. So they got two boxes of cigarettes.
You can
and they
smoke have the there?
Yeah. And yeah. That's
the only place you can smoke.
Whoa. And
the full intention of smoking I'm not for both it. Of those packs of cigarettes. Mm-mm. And I had to get the hell out of there. So,
yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ty, so I gave him nice. Money
to... Can I just keep my one? I don't want it.
No.
Yeah. Damn it.
All right. It's already documented.
Okay, so...
All right, well, that was our three of a kind.
Like a water fountain in the house would be pretty fucking dope too. Really?
Yeah, think about it, Troy. You could have a urinal in your garage.
So oh, that'd be great.
Yes, you don't have to piss in the fucking trash can.
How do you know I pee in the trash can?
Because we saw you do
it. Your camera on, dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, today?
Yes. And then I saw your mom go right after you were done. She had to go over there and mess with that stuff. And I was just like,
I pee away from it.
Yeah, it's all good.
But no, my dad taught me to pee there. I thought my camera was off. My bad. Mm-hmm. Why didn't y'all say anything?
We did.
We talked about it the whole time.
The whole time.
But when I got back on, y'all didn't say shit.
Because we wanted to see what you were going to do with your hands.
I washed my hand. Did you see?
Nope.
Yes, sure did. Right here.
Oh, what is this? Is this sanitizer? Is this what is this?
It's sanitizer and water.
Sanitizer and water.
Yeah, it's what I use to spray my dogs.
Oh, okay. Right on. Cool beans, y'all. I think that's pretty much it. I think I got enough, right?
Yeah.
Cool beans, y'all want to say a couple of va con Dios?
I'm getting ate up by skaters.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Every time I go outside, it's a buffet. That's fuck bugs. Cool. I know it. Bye, con Dios.
All right. Bye, con Dios.
Bye, con Dios.
Bye.
Love you.
Where's...
Happy 4th of July, y'all. Happy birthday, happy Troy.
Birthday. Yeah, happy birthday, Jorge. He's
happy gone. Birthday, Jorge.
Oh, happy birthday, Shauna's birthday.
I happy birthday, her. Shauna. Yes.
All right.
When is her birthday?
Today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Hi, this is Randy with Big Salinas Barbecue. Just wanted to tell you we now have our award-winning barbecue sauce for sale. We have been cooking up delicious barbecue and sauce since 2014. You can now purchase a bottle at BigSalinasBarbecue.com or visit Chard 380, Joe's Meat Market, Outdoor Grill Sales, Mushak's Meat Market, or the barbecue store to pick up a bottle today. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Big Salinas Barbecue.
Hey, it's me again. You know what I love? Pop culture and nonsense. It's so fun. I found a podcast that has pop culture and nonsense. And the podcast is so fun. I love it. And I think you will too, if you like those two things that I have previously mentioned. Pop culture and nonsense. The podcast is called Good Vibes, and it comes out every Wednesday. I think you will enjoy it most assuredly. It's on the Good Podcast Network, if you know what I'm saying.
Every Wednesday, wherever you get
your favorite podcast.